Well, here we are. As we have said probably over 100 times at least on this podcast, the Jags are going to jag. And that's exactly what they've done. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of Dimes on Duval, presented by Nerdy Nuts. Mike is out with the flu, or flu-like symptoms, we'll just say that. And Skylar is unable to record as well, so I am hopping on and doing a solo episode. I appreciate them holding down the fort for the last couple episodes with myself being out. The holidays were kind of a crazy time for me, and I'm thankful that we have other people on the podcast that can hold down the fort in the meantime. Our first episode of 2025. Man, I wish I was sitting here happier. I was happy yesterday morning, or I guess, yeah, yesterday morning when you're listening to this, when they announced that Doug Peterson was no longer going to be the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I was hoping maybe we'd hear later in the afternoon, maybe a couple hours later, that Trent Baalke would be following suit. Instead, Shad Khan doubles down and says he's staying and has probably one of the lamest press conferences I've ever seen, where the entire chat was just flooded with clown emojis, and rightfully so. This organization has proved that they do not care about what the fans think, what a lot of the media thinks, as someone like Rick Ballew, who's been covering this team since day one, wasn't even allowed to ask a question at the press conference. Why? Because Jags PR knew he was not going to be all fluffy and give a boring question. No, he was going to say, why is Trent Baalke still a part of this organization? Or, what are you thinking? Other executives around the league, other sources, quote unquote, have come out and said, what the hell are the Jaguars thinking? And I can't remember who said it on Twitter, but I hate that I can't disagree with them right now. The Jaguars are the Cleveland Browns with better weather. Man, it hurts to say that. This team has so much promise. There's a lot of tools that I think, if put together correctly, could be a competent roster and a playoff team. We're in one of the weakest divisions in the NFL with Joe Flacco, who knows, in Tennessee, and a regressing CJ Stroud, the three other quarterbacks. A shout out to Trevor Lawrence becoming a girl dad. A 10-pound baby. Holy cow. I pray for his wife, because that is, from what I hear, incredible. 10 pounds is a large baby. Full head of hair, too. I know that typically when babies are born with a lot of hair, it usually falls out and then grows back. But yeah, that hair, the hair on that baby's head was very rich brown. Who would want to come play for this team? Besides the guys that have been locked up, who says, you know what, besides the income tax thing, which is always thrown around, you're getting a new stadium in a couple of years, not right now. You've got a GM that no one in the league respects. Who's going to want to come actually be the coach of this team? Everyone's still begging for Ben Johnson. Hey, I love Ben Johnson too. But do I want to go to an organization where, oh yeah, you have to report to Shad Khan? Why is Baalke even here? What is the point of Trent Baalke right now? There is no point. And that is just, he must have, I think I saw this on Twitter too. Someone said that he must have tapes of Shad Khan at like a Diddy party or something like that. Because there is no reason that this man should be employed anymore by any team. So, I guess I'm just going to keep sprinkling in some, I guess, quote-unquote positives here. Tyler Shatley, congrats on your retirement. Finishes career first in Jaguars history in consecutive games played. That was 140 from 2015 to 2023. And fifth in overall games played with 145. across 11 years in Jacksonville. Always like Shatley, number 69. You know, gotta respect anyone wearing that nice of a number. Congrats on your retirement, dude. You're a head coach, or you're a potential head coach, and you're looking at Shad Khan, a silly business owner that has so many stokes in 20 different fires, that you're sitting there thinking, is this guy really committed to this football team? Because he sure doesn't seem like he is. You've got a GM who everyone says, oh, but yeah, he's had some pretty good drafts. I'd hope he'd have some pretty good drafts with, I think, 3 out of the 5 years he's been here have all been inside the top five. Just mind-boggling that some of these people that have been drafted aren't inserted until very late in the season, i.e. Mason Smith this past year, who actually looked like he had some life to him. We finish with bottom 5 in yards per game, bottom 7 in rushing and in points scored, and bottom 8 in turnovers given away for the offense. And for the defense, we're 32nd in yards surrendered, 31st in passing yards per game, bottom 5 in points surrendered, and 32nd in takeaways. This was all after week 14, but... Man, sounds like a great team. There's so many people in the media that have been painting this weird picture like, oh man, what an ideal place for a head coach. They said that when stupid Urban was still here. Good Lord. I thought we were past this stupidity. We clearly are not. Shad Khan answered a question that was asked of him of, why no complete overhaul? His answer, what is a complete overhaul of the franchise? We have health and wellness of the players, medical, stats and analysis, scouting, a number of other elements along with contract administration. All of those areas we have changed and improved over the last 4 to 5 years. So to change all of that, it's almost suicidal. You've got 85 people working on that side and you say, I'm going to find 85 new people and they're going to be better. That's like shooting yourself in the foot. Shad, my guy, a complete overhaul does not mean those people that you just mentioned. It means getting rid of the trash. The people ahead of those people, the people in charge of those people, the Trent Baalkes, the coaching staff, hell, some of the players. I love the quote from Eric Armstead saying, yeah, I'm gonna get back to my former self. I'm going to go back inside. We wanted you to go back inside from day one because you were not good on the outside. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, man. The Jags have requested conversations with Bill O'Brien, LOL. Just shoot me in the foot, literally, if that happens. Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator for the Bucks, and Ben Johnson. That was all reported just recently. I'm sitting here sighing, and I'm just... This guy hates the fans, and I'm referring to Shad. He just hates the fans. I just don't understand. I'm laughing at all of the comments under the YouTube with just clown emojis. It's just sad. It's sad. We've sat here... I don't know how many episodes of Dimes on Duval we've done total. We've done rebrands. We've done, you know, we've changed names. We've changed websites. We've done all kinds of different things. And we still come back every day and just shit on this organization for never figuring it out quite. I'm sorry for all the sighs. I'm sure you're sick of it too. I'm sad. I'm just a sad guy. I'm trying to think of something that makes me happy. Eric Dunn's pissed. Dill is pissed. All the big fans that I know are just pissed off. No one wants what's going on right now. Johnson's, I think, obviously the number one guy we want. Cohen's not a bad one. There's only 5 jobs open, so... I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get lucky enough to get one of those guys with how we're handling things. You know, I did forget that Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator for the Lions, also will be interviewing. Apparently, it's virtual with us. So, whatever, if that means anything or not. When your owner comes out and says that you're the most predictable team in the NFL, quote, right now we are the most predictable team on both sides of the ball. I think we all just know that means we're the most predictable franchise in the NFL. We're going to make dumb decisions that piss off the fans, and then nothing's going to come of it. We're going to finish the season with a losing record. We're going to lose any star that ever wants to come here or that is here will leave. And that'll be it. That'll be probably the episode title. The Predictable Jaguars. Just depressing. And I'm at 11 minutes here of just depression. Let's talk about next year. We have our schedule has been released. So we know who we're playing. And looking at this schedule, I don't love it. I don't hate it. At home, of course, you got the division foes, but you've got the Chiefs at home, which can't beat the Chiefs for the life of us. Chargers, I don't feel terrible about it. I just think they might want revenge for a couple years ago. The only highlight of Doug Peterson's career. The LA Rams, the Seattle Seahawks, the Jets, and the Panthers. So not terrible. Some teams that we should beat. Then again, I said we should beat them this year, too. And then on the road, you've got, of course, the division foes, the Cardinals, which is a different one. Don't always play the Cardinals. It was kind of fun to see that. Wish they were here, actually. I'd love to see Kyler Murray's tiny self in person. Cincinnati Bengals, San Francisco 49ers, the Raiders, and the Broncos. So, interesting schedule. We'll see how it goes. Of course, you know, we have an episode we'll do during the off season to make our predictions for next year. Can't do without that. That's just like an annual tradition for us. I forgot. Mike had his comments that he submitted. And this is his thoughts on keeping Trent Baalke. Warning for language. How the fuck does Khan think that keeping Baalke is a good thing for this franchise? Multiple insiders have stated that this decision of keeping Baalke as GM will restrict the pool of candidates. There is no explanation of why Baalke still has a job other than the fact that Shad Khan is lazy and truly doesn't care about winning. We talk bad about Shad Khan many times on this show. I truly think he cares. I just think he has no idea what the hell he's doing. Remember, this man is a businessman. He's not a former NFL player. He has ties with the Rams in the past, but football is not first with this guy. So I don't want to give him any benefit of the doubt because of that. There are many business owners in this league that are owners that have figured out how to manage a team properly. There's plenty that haven't, but there are plenty that have. Same with the NBA, same with the NHL. And so on and so forth. Baalke still has a job because Shad Khan is lazy. That's the quote from Mike there. I agree. He doesn't want to have to go out and try and find someone else to get in here. He has one more year on his contract. He did notate yesterday in the press conference that they will not be talking about an extension right now. It's not the place. AKA, he's got one more year to figure it out. Khan to figure out who he wants to hire as the next GM. He could have just fired him and just brought all the Lions guys with him, but, you know, that would have been too easy, especially for us Jags fans. So, yeah, laziness is a problem. There's been laziness in getting the stadium renovated. He puts no heart into the city of Jacksonville, really. I've never sat there and said, man, Shad Khan really is invested in this city. Maybe I'll change my tune when the Four Seasons is built and more of that downtown area is, I can't say revitalized because it was never vitalized, but, ramped up, a little more exciting. And I can say that as a downtown resident. It is not exciting down here right now. There's some cool things here and there, but not a lot. Moving on to his quote regarding the firing of Doug Peterson, it was time. He seemed checked out after the London game, and definitely seemed checked out as we got closer and closer with the countless media press conferences, shots at Trevor, the lack of accountability for play calling, and the fact that Trent kept his job and he lost it. It shows that he lost the power struggle. I hope he enjoys probable retirement, and we will always have the playoff comeback against the Chargers. Absolutely. We will always have that game. I can say I was there. Definitely the coolest Jaguars game I've ever been to. People were leaving after halftime. We come back and win that game in dramatic fashion. That's when I was still a believer in everything in this organization. Boy, oh boy, did the train go off the rails after that. On the other side, yeah, Doug was definitely checked out after the London game. We all thought he was fired after that London game, and then he wasn't. Then he was fired a couple weeks later. He wasn't. And then it was just inevitable that he was going to stay the rest of the season, so we just put up with him. Those press conferences were ugly. He had no desire to be there, no desire to answer any questions. He sat there like I was half of this episode, just sighing, taking long dramatic pauses, just, I don't know. I just want to go get some ice cream. Remember the ice cream bit? Remember how cool we thought that was in the beginning? Just thinking, oh, he really likes ice cream. Now I wish I could throw an ice cream cone in his face. That's a little harsh. He's fired. Let him live his life, Keith. So, thank you for your service, Doug. Thanks, but no thanks. Glad you're gone. Wish your boss was gone too, but here we are. Skyler did not get his thoughts into me in time. I'm trying to see if he did say anything. No, he didn't say anything in the chat. But Khan is a fucking idiot. Another one from Mike. Shout out to Mike, though, for his last episode that he did solo. I appreciate, we'll call that the Whisper episode. He was so quiet. I got to ask him about that. I still haven't, but very quiet. It sounded like you were recording in a closet, Mike. So please explain that on the next episode. It is 2025, though. We're going to hope and pray that somehow things change, things evolve. We're not sitting here in the same position January 2026 doing an episode talking what went wrong. Someone made a comment on Twitter about Trevor's daughter. Hey, it's a good thing she was born when she did, because it'll always be the Jags offseason for her birthday. a punch to the gut, but I can't help but laugh, because it's facts. If we're going to keep doing, the status quo stays the same, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. We are in the middle of that right now. And if we continue to do the same thing, Trevor will be able to celebrate every birthday with his daughter. I don't want to go too much longer. I'm already sad about everything that has transpired. So we might as well talk about my favorite sponsor, Nerdy Nuts. The newest release of peanut butter we have is the Fruity Nibbles peanut butter. Yes, that is Fruity Pebbles in peanut butter. Would you have ever thought that would have been a good combination? No, me neither. But apparently, it's a popular one. It's white chocolate peanut butter layered on milkshake-flavored frosting, topped with vanilla cookies and vanilla cookies and cream, excuse me, and Fruity Pebbles. Very interesting. They get very creative with some of these flavors that they release. One of the most popular ones I've seen right now is their Dubai chocolate bar peanut butter treat. It is sold out right now, but hopefully we'll be back in stock soon. I don't know if you guys are, in the media like that, but the Dubai chocolate bar is one of the most popular things on social media right now. It's incredibly expensive, I believe, for a chocolate bar that has pistachio cream and stuff like that. But the peanut butter version is Smunchy, which is smooth and crunchy, sweet milk chocolate peanut butter, swirled with shredded and crunchy kataifi, I think. Kataifi? Yeah, I think so. It looks like little like coconut shreds. Topped with pistachio cream and chocolate chips. Wow, yeah, this one was so highly demanded that they've actually delayed shipping on it. But every Sunday, they drop their new flavors. And so if you're looking for a specific flavor, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's like 9 different flavors that are releasing very soon. And I do have to shout out Mike and our boy Jonathan Bearcat for ordering some this past holiday season. The peanut butter, the website actually sends me a little notification when people purchase the peanut butter. And I love seeing it. I look down, I'm like, hey, that's Mike. That's my podcast partner right there. So if you are interested in our delicious Nerdy Nuts peanut butter, use promo code DIMES10 to receive 10% off your purchase. I would like to do a Manzi's Magic here coming up maybe in a week or so. Magic have been winning a lot of games. Haven't been fully healthy, so it's kind of cool. Actually, at this point in the season, compared to last year, we have one more win than we did last year. Crazy to think about with, you know, your top four scorers all on the mend right now. 2 oblique tears, a torn ACL, and back spasms. Thankfully, that's all it was for Jalen Suggs. Looked a lot worse at the time being. When I get a text from my mom saying it looks bad, I know that it's bad. So with that, though, I think that's going to be all for me today. Appreciate you all for tuning in, as always. We will catch you on the next episode, hopefully with all three of us on there for the first time in 2025. For Dimes on Duval, presented by Nerdy Nuts, I'm Keith Manzi signing off, and have a great week.